Broadcasting live from my computer chair with a coffee mug.
This is the first STR coffee break. Even though it's like noon, I can drink coffee all day.
Hey, you know what? It's warm and it's like freezing cold outside, so.
It's probably not as cold as it is where you are, but it is. It's in the low 30s today. It's pretty cold for down here.
Hey, we're in a warming trend. Yesterday it was like 14 with minus 20 wind chills. Today it's 30 something and no wind, so.
Yeah, no.
Go us.
No.
Okay.
All right. So, well, yay, the first SGR podcast videocast thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hooray. Thing. I am the editor-in-chief, owner, founder, whatever, Carrie Honey, and this is my favorite writer, Chris Nitz.
Aw.
Yeah.
We can feel the love. I've been doing this for a while.
Yeah. It's been a long time since you came out and helped me. I was like, please take this. I can't review all these stuff. Do you want this racing guide? Oh, yes, I'll do that. Do you want this fighting guide? Yes, I'll do that. Yep.
Yep, and then I had to buy a bookshelf.
Yeah, I need another bookshelf. Mine's pathetic. It's actually the shelves are bowing.
Well, you know, people that are watching this can actually see it. It's over your right-hand shoulder there.
Actually, no, that's my art book collection.
Right. Art book collection.
Yeah, that's all my art books. Yeah.
My art books are this big. That wide.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's sad. Anyway, speaking of, books, we should talk about some e-books, particularly of the Brady Games and Brady Games variety.
No, actually, Prima Games and Prima Games variety.
Wait, no, it's Prima Games and Brady Games.
No, not so much. It came down, was a couple weeks ago, which really made me scratch my head and wonder, that now all of Brady Games e-guides are all on the Prima Games website. Prima Games has already had the big e-guide section where you have your login and you have access to all these guides, and if you get the paper guide, you get a free e-guide along with it. But now Brady Games has moved over all of their e-guides, because they kind of have something similar, all over onto the Prima Games site. So you had to, they sent you an email and you had to merge your accounts together.
Oh, that sounds like a headache.
It kind of was. I had to call tech support because it's a long story of why I had to do that. But they finally all got together. Of course, this doesn't count for any of the e-books you might have bought through iTunes or whatever. Those are separate books. And I don't know if Brady Games is going to continue doing those or not. But any e-guides now in the future, whether it's published by Prima Games or Brady Games, is all going to be on Prima Games' site, which makes me scratch my head in the first place. Like, I thought these were competing entities. But then, like, as I had been digging for a while to find out some other things that were kind of going on with them, they are owned by the same publishing company. I was always confused because Prima Games always has Random House and Brady Games has Penguin Books, but Penguin Books is owned by Random House Publishing. So even though they're one's in Indianapolis and one's in Los Angeles, they're still owned by the same overall publishing company, so they're really not competitors at all. I don't know if there's going to be sharing of authors, or if eventually it's all going to break down into one publisher, which seems really monopolistic to me, but I don't know. But, you know, since I started this website, I've noticed a strong decline in many other random publishers. Like, there used to be this one publisher, Double Jump, that they did all of the, what's that tactical RPG? Disgaea?
Oh, the strategy game.
Yeah, they did all of those, and they were different formats, and you look at, like, I should have gotten these all out, but, like, I have a weird collection of Legend of Zelda guides from way in the past, and, you know, there was the Nintendo official, and then there was Prima Games, and then there was this other company, and another company, because there used to be all this competition, and I don't know if because of the online, competition's just not there anymore, but it's just weird that this is all under one roof now, or it's going to be, I'm not sure.
It makes me kind of wonder, you know, because, like, Prima has a very distinct style as far as their guides are kind of done, and Brady Games has their distinct style, kind of like Future Press has their own kind of thing going on, too. But kind of start to wonder how the paper guides will start panning out, if they're going to keep their own distinct styles, or if in 2 years we're going to see them kind of just be Prima Brady.
I don't know. That'll kind of make me sad, because I kind of like looking at my guide shelf and seeing the orange marks of the Brady games, and then, you know, the red marks of Prima Games guides. Not only that, but Prima has, you know, their own contracts. Like, they do all the Nintendo, and they do all the EA guides, and Brady goes back and forth with some of their contracts. So I don't... And if they merge, it's not going to be that big of a deal, but... I mean, I understand they're owned by the same publisher, and there's really, I mean, people think there's tons of publishers in the U.S. There's really not. There's really only about three or four, and you know, of course, there's the self-publishing, blah, blah, blah. There's small micro-publishers, but in the grand scheme of things, there's only about three or four big publishers who publish all these other smaller books, which is like what Random House has done. Like, they have Penguin Books, which is still what Brady Games falls under, but, so I don't know. Like, they're not talking to me, and I don't blame them. So they're not telling me if there's going to be this big old merging going on or what. It's been strangely silent. Just when I got the newsletter about, hey, we've merged e-guides, like, wait, what? It was already kind of weird because Prima Games has a big blog kind of going on their site, and they were promoting Brady Games guides, which I thought was strange to begin with. But now I see why, because they're all kind of merging together.
I have a question just on the e-guides. Are they cheaper than the actual physical books?
I think some are, but not all of them. I mean, because the e-guides, I think, run between $10 and $15, and most of the books cost $15 as it is. If you buy the book along with the game, at most places you get like a 15% discount on the book.
Yeah, I remember we used to do that at EB. I know GameStop still does. I think they still do that, where it's like...
Yeah, GameStop still does, and Best Buy still does.
Oh, there you go. And really, if you buy the physical book, you get the code for the digital guide, too, so...
Yeah. I'm not a fan of electronic. Maybe I'm too old school, but just I like the ease of finding what I need with the physical book, so I'm still not totally ready to go to electronic yet.
I know that there was the one guide review that I did. Was it Street Fighter? It wasn't the Ultra Street Fighter, the Bible. I think it was something else. It was Thief. Because Thief was one that had all the problems with it in the guide. And then you went to the e-guide and it actually kind of corrected itself. So the e-guides are nice in that aspect. Like, especially for fighting games. I mean, as they patch it, you know, they can easily update that. And then everybody's got current up-to-date info. So
right. I can see that, you know, for fighting games when they tweak stuff.
The thing I don't like about the e-guides is, like, you know, the StarCraft guides that I've gotten, the two StarCraft 2 guides, I mean, those are, like, great coffee table books. They just look nice.
Yeah.
When the post office doesn't destroy them.
Yeah, like, oh, I still haven't done this unboxing because I've been freaking busy. But, like, here is the Far Cry 4 Collector's Edition.
I'm waiting for my video to catch up. Oh, there it is.
There it is.
Holy cow.
And this is not a dust jacket. That's the cover.
It looks all smooth and pretty. Holy hell. Mm-hmm.
It's very pretty. I just knocked over Groot. All right. So, yeah, I mean, some of these I like to keep on a coffee table, except that, well, my husband won't let me.
Your kids would just pull them off anyway and destroy them.
Yeah, that's true. The baby would probably destroy it like he has everything else. Like my Bayonetta 2 guide.
That was so sad.
I am sad. Yep, coffee sip. And so, what are you addicted to right now, Chris?
Well,
besides,
you know,
Final Fantasy or Realm Reborn.
Actually, over Thanksgiving, I stayed at my brother's house and we did our, like, an annual, we just drank all day and play video games all day and all night. And so I actually got to play Grand Theft Auto 5. I've never been a really big Grand Theft Auto fan. I always just get bored and just run around town and do it all. So after playing his, because he has it on 360, and after we played that it was the game that we played the most of, actually, in playing Grand Theft Auto Online, which added a whole new element to it, and I think that's what really got me interested in it. So I've decided that I went out and bought Grand Theft Auto 5 on the PS4, so this is the remastered edition, or however you want to call it, but it has a bunch of the DLC in it. Obviously, it looks very, very nice, actually. And it's been a lot of fun, and my brother went and got it too, so I'm kind of playing through the main story just so I can unlock stuff, and then we're going to both jump online and go wreak havoc. So It's been a lot of fun. I kind of bounced between that and Assassin's Creed Unity yesterday.
Unity, man. Unity is so much fun. That's what I'm addicted to. I was like, all I want to play is Assassin's Creed Unity. Like, I finished the game last week or the week before, and I'm still playing it because there's just so many things to do, and I've never had so much fun just running around town and anyone gives me the stink eye. I just stab them. And what are they going to do? I'll stab their friends, too. I loved Brotherhood. I loved it with a passion, but when I was done, I was done. This is the first Assassin's Creed game that when I finished the main campaign, like, yep, I'm going back then. I actually want to go and get all the collectibles. I want to do all these side quests. They're so much fun. And I'm waiting for Chris to come in and join me and do some of the co-op, because it's fun to stab people together.
It is. I've also found that there's a bunch of treasure chests like I can't open because it's like a co-op treasure chest.
Yes, there's some co-op ones, and then there's the ones that you can only unlock by playing the Initiates game, which is an online game through the computer, and then there's the Nomad chests that you can't unlock unless you use the Unity app, which is on iOS and Android. I haven't been too interested in the chests because that's just too much, but for some reason, the stupid little cockades, I like getting those. I like getting the artifacts. I love the murder mysteries.
Yeah, I think I'm I don't know, I think maybe an hour in, so I'm just barely starting it. And I forgot how much fun it was to just run around and jump up stuff, climb all over things.
Especially since they changed the parkour, that you can now parkour down.
Mm-hmm.
It is so nice to not just accidentally fall.
Nope. Although, I'm still, the last Assassin's Creed game I played was Assassin's Creed 2, so, like,
it's been a while.
I am so rusty. I'm like, what do all the buttons do again? How do I climb up? What do I do? Yeah. It's kind of nice, though, because the last time that I played it, I mean, Assassin's Creed 2, you kind of had to direct how you're climbing up the side of a building, and this one you press down the climb up and the up, and away you go, and your dude just kind of figures it out.
Yeah, they fixed that in Brotherhood.
Yeah.
In Brotherhood, it was so easy to climb up something, but now they've made it easy to climb down, so when I get to the top of somewhere and there's not a haystack below, I can just, you know, press R2 and circle and just watch him make his way down without worry of accidentally not catching something and plummeting to my death.
Yay.
Or desynchronization. So, well, we need to play together. As soon as you unlock your co-op,
okay,
we need to get that done.
I'll have to do some playing here for lunch break. That sounds like a good thing to do. Play for lunch break.
Assassin's Creed for lunch. I approve.
Oh no, I'm sorry, you're setting up Assassin's Creed dates. I saw that on Twitter.
Oh yeah, I gotta do the co-op because you can't level up anymore after you do the campaign, which kind of blows. So I have to do the co-op to keep getting my skills so I can unlock every ability. I really want to, because I can't wait to unlock the Assassin's Cash, which is where when you get the cash, you suddenly drop, like, seriously, literally this cash, you stand in it and it refills your medicine, your ammunition, your lockpicks.
My God, that's awesome.
Yeah, because I played, the first time I saw that was I did co-op, four-player co-op, and one of the guys was like, I said, oh, I'm out of lockpicks. He's like, hold on, drop the cash. He's like, just go stand in that. I was like, it's Christmas in Assassin's Creed. Well, yay, first podcast. Good show.
Good show, and I'm all out of coffee.
I'm getting close to out of coffee, and I probably should, you know, get out of my yoga clothes sometime today, eat lunch. I don't know.
Yeah, just do that right before Sean gets home. You'll be good.
Well, I got to pick up the kids, too, and make dinner, you know.
It's, you know, nobody's going to see you get out of your car, right? You just sit there with the door open.
Well, actually, I do got to go pick up some wine in preparation for the Sons of Anarchy series finale.
Right. You may want some tissues, too.
Oh, yeah, there's going to be the bottle of wine, Big Steve, and tissues.
Oh my God.
Good times.
Good times right there. Good times. Alrighty. Well, let's end this.
All right.